My life is a picture of God in me. My life is a picture of God in me. Now, what is that picture of God in me? What is that picture of God in me? Is it a happy picture? God is everything. And we oftentimes like to say that God is perfect and God is good and God is wonderful. And that's true. But God is everything. God is the storm, the sun, moon, the stars. God is whatever is glorious, and God is whatever is sometimes not so glorious. But for God's presence, it is always very good. God is always the divine in me. God pictures what is going on in me. That's what takes place in everything that I do. No matter what sort of thoughts I think, they're God thoughts. No matter what sort of ideals I have, they're God ideals. Now, I choose what I would like to have God in me be. Sounds terrible, doesn't it? But I choose what I'd like to have God in me be. I would like to have God in me be all that is my highest and best. Now, I don't even begin to know what is my highest and best, but I choose to have God in me be my highest and best. And to be my highest and best, God in me is expressing all that is glorious and good and wonderful and fantastic. To be my highest and best, it's the only thing I could ever really want for myself. But I sometimes think I want something other. Sometimes I think I want to make my parents proud of me. I think I want to make my spouse and my family proud of me. Sometimes I think I want to do all those things that in the outer is going to be so wonderful, everybody's going to look at me and say, that's a good boy. And yet, is that fully expressing me? Do I really know how the stars are formed? Do I really know that the stars are doing a wonderful thing in the heavens? Do I really know that the stars are a glorious expression of God's good in the heavens? And yet I hear they bump into each other, and I hear that they separate each other. I hear that the earth is far beyond our understanding, but is it really beyond what we do? The earth has the tectonic plates that flow across the surface, and they wipe off humanity from time to time. They wipe off all life from time to time and just sort of start anew. And you say, why do they do that? Why don't they just eternally live in the oneness? Well, if I really settle down and begin to think about it, God is all perfect, and God is always perfect. God is always the ideal. Now, what do I know about the tectonic plates? What do I know about anything that goes into an upheaval in the Earth's surface of volcanoes or weather conditions? I only know what's going on in the moment. Now, if in the moment a hurricane is taking place, I do not have to be subject to that hurricane. I can say all is in divine order, the hurricane is in balance, all is in harmony, all is peace. And then I can live in the now. And I can live in the now of my creative essence in the now, my creative choice in the now. All is balance, harmony, goodness, and oneness. And when I live in this essence of the balance of now, then I'm not concerned about the tectonic plates. I'm not concerned about the black holes in outer space and how the Big Bang happened and all of these various things. I'm not concerned about them. And I'm not concerned because I live in the now. I live this moment. I live with my ideals on what is going on right in this instant. Now, it seems a little difficult to do that. It seems a little difficult to live in the now because as we live in the now, we are thinking that it's not here yet. The now is what we have in this to come and something that we'll experience momentarily, but not right now. Is that really true? Is the now something that is in process of being developed? No. The now is what is right this moment. There is no a second later. There's no second before. There's only right this moment. And in the right this moment, everything is being done in its ideal manner. Everything is being done in its ideal way, shape, and form. Everything is done beautifully, powerfully, and wonderfully now. That's all that matters. That's all that matters to anything in the world, that all is being done right in this moment. So, why do I think about the tectonic plates? Why do I think about earth upheavals? Why do I think about volcanoes and storms? Why do I think about why do I think about the financial condition of the world being good or bad? Why do I think about crops being in the process of growing and in all the machinations that go through what brings a crop to us in our grocery stores and on our tables? Why do I think of the process when the truth is, it is the now that is all that really delights me, concerns me, and directs me in anything I do, the now. And if I live in the now, if I live in the first person present tense positive, none of those other things will have any concern over me. None of those other things will have any interest in me, because I will be living beyond them. I will be living perfectly and wonderfully in the now of whatever attitude I choose. And I choose an attitude of balance. I choose an attitude of harmony. I choose an attitude of unconditional love. I choose an attitude of non-judgmental. I am non-judgmental. I look at all things as fulfilled right now. And as I look at all things fulfilled right now, what do I see? I see peace. I see gentleness. I see sensitivity. I see wonderment. And as I see this peace and sensitivity and wonderment, I am not at all concerned about what is happening at another moment. I'm only concerned about what is taking place this moment in my life. What is happening this moment in my life? How do I see all things this moment in my life? How do I know all things this moment in my life? How do I live this moment in my life? Well, I live now. And I live now in the picture that I choose to have of myself. And I look at all my world and I see it peace. I look at all of the things that are going on in my world and I see balance and harmony. I look at all that is in life and I know it to be all that is good and very good. If I can train myself to understand that, to see that, to be that reflection in my life, then that is what I am in my reflection in my life. I am nothing more than the allness of good in my world. I'm nothing more than peace and harmony and joy and the magic of who I am. And as long as I can live my life in this state of bliss, in this state of magic, it is good. Now, we think we have to live a busy life. We think we have to live in this active world. We think we have to live in all of that that is so up and down, tearing and so violent and so unnecessary. We think we have to live that. We don't. Because when we can train ourselves to live now, to live in this instant now, and to delight in this instant now, there is no other time. When we train ourselves to do that, then we are living in the highest and the best. We are doing whatever is our highest and best, whatever is the blessing for us. And that's all life is all about, is to be a blessing to us, right now, under all circumstances. And when we are a blessing to us, under all circumstances, then living indeed is wonderful. This is the choice I have for myself, and this is how I see you in my world, living in the now, at peace. And this is all that matters, anywhere, at any time. So let me wrap you in my love, in my unconditional love, and let me see you as being perfect now, living now, the ideal you now, even as I am the ideal me now. I love you. I love you. I love you.